I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis. And this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live from all over the world, stations across the country. Also at aftermath.fm and talkstreamlive.com. These are the places to listen to the show in its entirety. No interruptions and no re-record broadcasts. We are live on aftermath.fm. And if you want to hear the archive shows, you go to aftermath.media. It's $4.99 for the archives alone, $9.99 for access to our library of documents and all kinds of other cool things that you can use to share with your friends and say, look, you know, it's not conspiracy theory. It's not crazy. We've done the work. We've done the research. It's sitting there in the library at aftermath.media. So go to aftermath.media and subscribe today. It helps the show out, keeps us on the air, and we're very happy that many people have already subscribed to what we're offering. It's a lot of fun, a lot of movies, a lot of news, a lot of documents. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been having a little bit of fun this Halloween season. And what I've been doing is I've been finding true stories that remind me of B-horror films, I guess. I mean, The Blob Show last night, and of course, The Amir Show with Venus and Chandra Wickramasinghe. I mean, it's been fun being a bit creative in delivering these strange stories that are true, and yet they have a flair for the science fiction horror-fulfilled conclusions I've made recently. And while it appears all too easy to find a story that relates to an old science fiction or horror film, tonight I created my own horror film scenario. And also I created a graphic for a film that never existed. If you take a look at the graphic that I produced for the monologue tonight, we put it on Twitter, we put it on groundzeromedia.org. It's going around asking people, is this a real movie or not? Is this a real movie or not? And everybody guesses, yeah, it's a real movie. It's something from the 70s. I go, yeah, that's the point. I wanted to make it look like a 70s grindhouse movie poster. And I was inspired because, well, my producers and I, actually Wes, we were staying up late. He was working on some things and I was in the studio. And we came in and we watched some fake movie trailers, or one fake movie trailer from the movie Grindhouse. It's hard to believe that movie came out in 2007. Grindhouse came out in 2007. It saw Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino. They teamed up to bring a horror double feature experience with two very different films, but there is a part of this project that has been, I don't know, ignored or underappreciated, and that is they created fake movie trailers. And last night we watched Thanksgiving. We watched Thanksgiving, which of course is an Eli Roth trailer, but Grindhouse, you know, full experience. It had two feature-length films, advertisements. You remember those old, let's all go to the lobby and get ourselves a treat. Well, they had that. In-theater announcements about the snack bar closing, you know, like a drive-in. And then fake trailers, of course, for upcoming films, all in the style of B-movies with, you know, they filtered the films to make the images look deteriorated, and they added effects to make them look jumpy and old. It was really cool to watch, especially for those of us who are older, remember Grindhouse movies. Planet Terror and Death Proof were two of the main attractions of the Grindhouse film. And they're very different from one another, of course, although both fall into the category of exploitation films. And Planet Terror is about zombies, and Death Proof is about a psychopathic stuntman. Very much like them, the fictional trailers are very different from each other, and some of them went from fake to full-length features a few years later. Grindhouse had a total of five fake trailers, all of them from different directors. Robert Rodriguez not only brought Planet Terror to the screen, but he also did a trailer for Machete. Now, Machete, of course, is a real movie now. It starred Danny Trejo. Rob Zombie also brought a piece of his work with Werewolf Women of the SS, which I really want to see. I wish it was a real movie. Because it had Sybil Danning in it. It had, Udo Kier. And it's about women, the Nazi women that become werewolves. It just sounds like a really cool idea for a film. But no, it's not there yet. Maybe if I ever get a chance to interview Rob Zombie, I'm going to say, I want Werewolf Women of the SS. I want it. Please make it. I would love to see it. And, of course, we talked about Thanksgiving, which is a gruesome trailer created by Eli Roth. You cannot sit through that trailer without feeling uneasy. It's really bad. But see, that's the thing. This type of stuff you know, this type of stuff, this grindhouse stuff. It reminded me of a story I was told by a guy who used to work for United Artists back in the 1970s. He said that a lot of the grindhouse movies of the 70s were actually created in the art department before they were movies. In other words, someone at the art department would create a movie poster, and then they'd submit it to the head mucky mucks with the money, and they'd say, hey, we wrote a script about this. Would you put money into it? And they say, sure. So if you made a really cool poster, like I did tonight, I made a really cool poster for my show tonight, then you come up with these ideas, and you kind of wrap the ideas around the poster. So that's kind of what I'm doing tonight. So, you know, last night after everyone left the office, Wes left, I stayed up and I created my own movie graphic. I was up until like 2 or 3 in the morning creating it. And it was my idea for a 70s grindhouse film that didn't exist. I called it Bad Medicine Run Rabbit Run. That's what I called it. It was an homage to the TV show Utopia that is on Amazon Prime right now. Because I was thinking to myself, you know, I've always wanted to do a show about Utopia, but damn it if I'm not the kind of guy that's going to give spoilers. And I can't give spoilers, so I don't know how I'm going to do this. I know how I'll do it. I'll make a fake 70s movie with a poster that I create, and then I'll wrap all of the real news stories around that one poster, just like they did at United Artists. So that's what I'm doing tonight. It's kind of, you know, that's how they did it in the old days. That's how Clyde's doing it tonight. I've always wanted to comment on this Prime TV show, Utopia. I want to talk about it, of course. I have been deemed notorious for giving away spoilers. So let me just say that tonight's show is actually an attempt to bring the stark reality forward from a so-called science fiction show. It is more about what is happening now than trying to entertain you. I don't know if it's entertaining to watch this TV show. It's interesting. Let's just say that. If you haven't seen it, you should. I mean, Utopia, more or less, is about a deadly man-made pandemic that has characters that seem all too familiar. I mean, they're following pretty much what is happening now, it seems. It's like you're watching a bit of reality. I mean, you can see it as predictive programming because it was a British TV series. It was created years before the pandemic, and then it was adapted to American TV, or it was made an American version back in 2018. So it was released last month. Heavily adorned with disclaimers saying that this has nothing to do with the existing pandemic. Don't read into this. Don't think of the conspiracy theories involved. And the whole thing is one big conspiracy theory. About a comic book that predicts the future. Kind of like The Simpsons when they predicted 9/11 or The Simpsons predicting something when Trump was elected. Kind of the same thing. The idea of the premise that cartoonists like The Simpsons or some other group is able to put clues. It's like when people find Q clues everywhere. It's like people find like cues and clues of everything in comic books to magazines to movies. But what is most disconcerting is how they nailed what is happening now in real time in the TV show Utopia. I mean, it's been, you know, if you read critics, man, critics will say good things about it, but they'll say other things. And I see the critical flaw, and this most critics are saying, is they said that while the show is well done, its timing couldn't be worse. I disagree. I think the timing is excellent. I think what they're trying to say is excellent. I think that we need to pay attention to what they say. I mean, this being 2020, which is like a dumpster fire, a year of exhaustion, anxiety, and despair, asking the average person to get excited about Utopia may be equal in appeal to say, oh, I don't know, someone who's just escaped the California wildfires, the wildfires here in Oregon, and say, hey, let's watch a Chicago fire marathon, or let's watch Backdraft. No, it's kind of bad. But Utopia, now that's science fiction that imagines a dark dystopic fantasy of our reality, which is already a dark dystopia, and attempts to resurrect sort of a cryptographic mystery that has you all caught up in this myriad of conspiracy theories. It's like if you were... You have to be forced, or it forces you to come to grips with conspiracy theory with regard to what's happening with the pandemic. And I know it's not our pandemic. I know it's a fictional pandemic, but it forces you to start asking questions about what we are in the middle of now. That was the point, I think, of releasing it when they released it. I mean, the conspiracy theory that surrounds a comic book, it's called Utopia. There's a young heroine in the book, a villain called Mr. Rabbit, who a group of young conspiracy theorists wish to track down. I would call Utopia required viewing for any Ground Zero listener. And it's funny, I actually got turned on to Utopia because for some reason, and I don't know why, we had the previews of both the British and the American version of Utopia in the aftermath.media library. And I was just thumbing around, and they were, I think Rob in Canada wanted us to see this because I think you put them in the library so somebody would stumble upon them and go, hey, yeah, I think I should watch this. Because like I said, I think it is required viewing for any Ground Zero listener who wants to see what real force structuring and predictive programming is. And if the series is correct about how we end up, it's just bizarre how it, if the series is correct on how we'll all end up with the plans of this Malthusian megalomaniacal millionaire that's in this TV show, and we all know who a Malthusian megalomaniac millionaire would be, right? And how he wants to follow through and how his vaccines can leave an indelible mark on mankind. I mean, John Cusack plays billionaire industrial pharmaceutical pioneer Dr. Kevin Christie, who, if you blinked, you would see that he represents a less nerdy but equally creepy Bill Gates. And he, like Bill Gates, invests in all things from something like the Monsanto-like GMO called Simpro, which is basically a meat substitute called Simply Protein, to investing his money in vaccines to help a current pandemic that is killing children. Sounds familiar, right? Good place to start with Utopia. No spoilers, but still, there are some things that are happening in real time that we need to address that seem to be happening or being taken right off the series and put into real world. Yes, they heavily adorn this show with different disclaimers saying this has nothing to do with the pandemic that is happening now, but it just feels like you're living it every time you watch it on Prime. Amazon Prime, it's Utopia with John Cusack. We comment a little bit on it tonight on Ground Zero and the real-time events that are taking place right here. So pay attention as we wrap a horror movie around horror reality, around a little poster I made last night around 2 a.m. or yesterday morning at 2 a.m. or this morning at 2 a.m. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.